Section 1. How to Identify Your Stresses, Part 1.
Hi, my name is Saida Smith, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about how you can manage stress. Now, this podcast is divided into three sections, and it's very much designed to enable you to dip in and out of the different sections. The first section is going to help you identify your stresses. And this part of the podcast will help you understand what it is that triggers stress for you. The second section of this podcast will provide you with practical tools and techniques that can help you manage your stress. And the final part of this podcast is very much designed to signpost you to further resources, which you can access within our download resources section. So let's get started. The first section is going to look at identifying your stresses. In this podcast, we are going to focus on stress in the workplace, which is a serious issue and one that can have a negative impact on our physical and mental well-being. Now, we all experience stress in the workplace of some degree or another. Now, sometimes stress is triggered by a particular event and disappears when that event is over. However, stress can also be a chronic, ongoing problem which can become more and more difficult to address. Now, before we look at stress in the workplace, let's just focus on what stress is. When thinking about stress, it is important to emphasize that not all stress is bad for us, and that a certain degree of stress is normal and an unavoidable part of our everyday lives. For example, when taking an exam or taking your driving test or giving a presentation, we all experience stress, but it's also the adrenaline produced as a result of that stress that enhances our performance. Stress was originally defined as a heavy load, but that specific meaning has gradually expanded, and many things are now described as stressful, which previously would have been called unpleasant. Of course, some aspects of a job can be negative, but only some of these are truly stressful in the sense that they put us under an excessive load. Broadly speaking, however, occupational stress can be defined as the harmful physical and emotional responses that occur when the requirements of the job do not match the capabilities and resources or needs of that worker. So, moving on a little bit, before we delve into how you can cope with workplace stress, it might be helpful to understand what it is that stresses you at work. Now, before thinking about the solution that can help relieve or minimize stress, you need to consider what the stress triggers at work are for you and what aspects of the job that you might need to change. Now, what we're going to do here is focus on four specific aspects or four specific contributors to work-based stress. The first one is around not having personal influence and control over what you do. Now, having control on what you do is really important because it helps us determine how happy you are, as it helps you improve your effectiveness. Being in control helps you adjust aspects of the work that cause you stress, such as the timing and balance of work demands. There are some very practical things that you could do that can help you increase control over your work. The first one is around establishing boundaries. So be clear about who you are accountable to and who has accountability for you. Remember, you don't have to accept directives from those who have no authority over you. Secondly, Be clear about the freedom you have to make changes to your work and your work environment. But being aware is not enough. Exercise these to the full and take control of things that are within your authority to change. Finally, look for opportunities to influence the decision-making process. This could be through a representative, through attending meetings, or contributing through a suggestion box if your organization has one. But really, this is so important because often senior managers are disconnected from what goes on with day-to-day operational issues. So the more you can raise awareness and the more you can contribute ideas on how that could be managed efficiently, the more control you will take over your day-to-day work.